Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, number 1238. An hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison, on Island Radio, KISL Avalon at 88.7 on your FM dial and anywhere on the planet at KISLAvalon.com on your internet dial. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this week's show, we'll take a ride in a gondola, hear some songs about the morning, we're gonna quit, not really, and have a very special birthday salute. But we're going to start off with another Rapidly Rotating Records vocabulary lesson. This one courtesy of Jeopardy. The word is Messinoxian and was part of a recent Final Jeopardy answer. If you're unfamiliar with the meaning of Messinoxian, you'll not figure it out from the titles of the songs in this segment. But I'll tell you what it means on the other side.
I just had a dream, saw a winding stream, flowers nodding by a cabin doorway. Down a dusty lane, I strolled once again. Let me dream, cause it's my home, sweet home. See that Dixie dawn, where you wake and yawn with a sunbeam. A new kind of daydream comes creeping around you. Dixie dawn on a summer morn, all the Southland is peaceful and happy. It's heaven to me. Love to see those child scenes, hills of green, just one lonely dream. Weary feet travel on, back to memory. Dixie dawn, all my worries gone, cause I'm homebound. Where the nighttime meets the morning, Dixie dawn.
Thank you. with you, honey. Say you love me too, honey. No one else will do, honey. Seems funny, but it's true. Love you from the start, honey. Bless your little heart, honey. Every day would be so sunny, honey, with you.
As sure as you're born, there's a new day coming. Don't look so forlorn, see that new day dawning. Let's all knock on wood, neighbors say good morning. It's bound to be good. New world singing, it's gonna be fine. New clothes swinging on everyone's line. Joy bells ringing for your folks and mine. There's a new day coming soon.
Well, I don't know whether to be elated or terrified, but according to Sam Brown and a trio of pals, there's a new day coming, written by Joe Young and Milton Ager. Billy Cotton directed the band on Regal Xenophone MR1004, recorded in London on July 7, 1933. Before that, Roland Lance, just one of the many pseudonyms for Harold Scrappy Lambert, singing Honey, written by Haven Gillespie and Seymour Simons. That's from Broadway 1271, which had its 95th birthday just yesterday. We started that Messinoxian segment with Zadie Jackson and Dixie Dawn, written by Joe Trent and Peter DeRose. That's from Parlophone 78, number R299, recorded in London around November of 1928. Zadie Jackson was born in Augusta, Georgia on December 30, 1897, and toured the South with various theatrical and musical groups from 1924 to 1927, when she moved to London. She spent most of the rest of her career in Europe, primarily Romania, except for 1937 and 38, when she appeared in Philadelphia. She returned to the U.S. in 1956 and died December 15, 1970. This was a Messinoxian segment, so what does Messinoxian mean? Messinoxian is a now archaic adjective first used by lexicographer Henry Cockrum in the mid-17th century, meaning pertaining to the hour of midnight. It's derived from the ancient Greek meso, meaning middle, and the classical Latin nox, meaning night. So what do those three records have to do with midnight? Well, Zadie Jackson was backed by her Midnight Orchestra. Accompanying Scrappy Lambert on Honey were the Midnight Ramblers. Not to be confused with the Midnight Ramblers featuring Big Bill Brunzi or the University of Rochester's a cappella group. If I'm not mistaken, these Midnight Ramblers were Harry Reaser and his orchestra. But the name was also used by various other vintage dance bands. And who was playing behind Sam Brown and the trio on There's a New Day Coming? The Midnight Minstrels. I'm Glenn Robison, and you and I are listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Back on the March 5th, 2023 show, I played two records by Mickey Guy and his Hottentots, and two by Mickey Guy and his Rose Tree Orchestra, but not because Mickey Guy was having a birthday. I actually played them because of the presence on the records of trumpeter Norman Toms, whose great-niece Jennifer had sent an email asking if I had any of his recordings. At the time, I mentioned I had no dates for Mickey Guy and next to no biographical information. But a few weeks ago, I received an email from none other than Mickey Guy's granddaughter, Karen, and I'm happy to now present an actual Mickey Guy birthday salute. We're a little late in celebrating, but Michael Guy was born March 3, 1901, in Hazleton, Pennsylvania. His family emigrated to the U.S. in 1899 from what is now Slovakia. Michael's father, Alec, came over first and worked in Pennsylvania coal mines. His wife, Catherine, made the journey the following year after selling the family cow to pay for her passage. Alec managed to escape from the mines and land a job with the railroad, and by 1910, the family had relocated to Buffalo, New York, which at the time had about two dozen railroads and more miles of track within its city limits than New York, Chicago, or St. Louis. Young Michael was musically talented and learned to play most of the instruments in the orchestra while in school, but his primary instrument was the trombone. Now going by the name Mickey, in the 20s, Mickey Guy and his orchestra enjoyed residencies at resorts in Atlantic City and Rye Beach, New York, and in 1927 was the official band of the Miss Philadelphia contest. They toured the RKO vaudeville circuit, recorded for Vitaphone, and were heard regularly on network radio. Mickey Guy was also a Van Armenite, a member of John R. Van Armen's Barn Dance Frolics, after which he became a music teacher at Middletown, New York High School. The Great Depression put an end to Mickey Guy's orchestras, but in the early 1940s, going by the name Mike Guy, he was able to revive his musical career, becoming the leader of Mike Guy and his circus swing band, appearing with the Wallace Brothers, James M. Cole, and the Bailey Brothers circuses. In 1944, among other personnel, he was looking for a tuba player for the band, and hired Gladys Chest from Canajoharie, New York. Yes, a lady tuba player. On October 28, 1951, she became Gladys Guy, Mike's second wife. Michael Guy died in Rochester, New York on May 14, 1955, and is buried at Holy Sepulchre Cemetery. In addition to the four sides I played last year, Mickey Guy also recorded In Your Green Hat and In My Gondola, but unfortunately I don't have broadcast-quality copies of either of those sides. One of the sides I did play, Rose Tree Strut, was composed by Mickey Guy, as was Weepin' and Wailin', recorded in 1927 by Denton and Hoskins. I don't have a copy of that either, but I do have these other Mickey Guy tunes.
First we play here, and then we have beer on pumpernickel. Are you ready?
Yeah!
Come in. Eins, zwei.
Thank you.
this is Little Bob talking to you.
Eugene Staples, better known by his stage name Blue Steel, and his orchestra with Pumpernickel, written by Mickey Guy and Sam Grossman. That was recorded May 14, 1930, in the Memphis Auditorium, but never issued. Fortunately, that Victor Test pressing survives, but I don't think there are any other recordings. Mickey Guy's composition Deep Hollow fared better in the recording department, committed to wax in 1928 by the Garden Dancing Palace Orchestra and B.A. Rolfe's Palais d'Or Orchestra here in the U.S. Over in England, it was recorded by Carol Gibbons and the new Mayfair Dance Orchestra, as well as Jack Padbury's Cosmo Club 6. I wish I had that record, but we heard the Kingsway Revels Dance Orchestra on Piccadilly 78 No. 495 from December of 1929. Deep Hollow was written by Mickey Guy and Ken McComber. Now I have what I hope will be a nice surprise for Karen and her family. As I was researching tunes and recordings by Mickey Guy, I came across his name in what I thought was a most unusual place, a catalog of music rolls for a Wurlitzer Model 125 military band organ. Mickey Guy's composition Gee, But I'm Lonesome Tonight is listed on roll number 3182 from around late 1930. Unfortunately, there are no known copies of that music roll, so we can't hear that tune played on the band organ. But take heart. Continuing my research, I found a recording of Gee, But I'm Lonesome Tonight on a 78 for sale on eBay. I bought it, transferred, and restored it as best I could, and here it is.
I got your letter saying you were through. It breaks my heart to know that I've lost you. You say I'm just like the rest, and our parting was for the best. But I cry when I try to forget you, dear. Gee, but I'm lonesome tonight, and I miss all the bliss of our first sweet kiss. Gee, but I'm lonesome tonight. Although you were wrong, it was I took the blame. Why couldn't you do the same? But it seems in my dreams you'll come back all right. Gee, but I'm lonesome tonight.
I wish it were in better condition, but there from my physical copy of the actual 78 RPM record, you have Lester McFarland and Robert Gardner, known to their friends as Mac and Bob, with Gee, But I'm Lonesome Tonight, words and music by Mickey Guy. Mac and Bob were originally from Gray, Kentucky and Oliver Springs, Tennessee, respectively. They met in 1915 while both were studying music at the Kentucky School for the Blind. Mac played piano, cornet, trombone, guitar, and mandolin, and became a music teacher. Bob played guitar and had perfect pitch, which certainly helped him in making his living as a piano tuner. They teamed up as a harmony duo and toured the Keith vaudeville circuit beginning in 1922 and were heard on WNOX Knoxville from 1925 on. In late 1926, they began a long and prolific recording career with Brunswick and subsequently on Sears and Roebuck's Conqueror label. From 1931 until 1950, they were on the regular roster of the WLS Barn Dance radio program. Robert Gardner died in 1978 at age 81, and Lester McFarland in 1984, age 82. You heard them on Brunswick 527, recorded November 30th, 1930, in Atlanta, Georgia.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on rapidly rotating records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
You've probably heard the phrase, "You can't fire me, I quit." One story goes that Elvis Presley and his manager, Tom Parker, got into a heated argument in 1973, and Presley told Parker he was fired. Parker supposedly declared, "You can't fire me, I quit." Homer Simpson says, "You can't fire me, I quit," to his boss, Mr. Burns, in a 1989 episode of The Simpsons. But the phrase became quite popular in the 1920s when it appeared in an article in the August 17, 1928 edition of the San Francisco Chronicle. However the phrase originated, here's a set of rapidly rotating records having to do with quitting.
I heard it told by word of mouth that I should come up to New York town because there was plenty of soft jobs to be found. But since that, every job I've had just seems to sort of turn out bad. This railroad job, the boss says to me, "Man, why, you can make good money here. Understand?" And he said, "Good money. Boy, I love it." Well, the money is good, but it don't seem to be enough of it. So I'm going to quit. That was a Saturday. Take that space from me. I'm going to quit on Saturday. That show is sure can be. I don't seem to be able to get the knack of just keep on walking up and down all these railroad tracks with sometimes 15 trunks hung on my back, so I'm going to quit. That was a Saturday. They've got a habit around here of late of ordering me out to help with the freight. Now, Sunday, the circus is due in town. Elson, there's going to be a lot of freight hanging around. Now, they told me way here last Monday that I've got to help with the freight on next Sunday. Of course, when they make you work on the Sabbath day, they always give you some sort of little extra pay. Now, there's going to be lions with that freight. And I see no sense in me tempting fate. So I'm gonna quit. That's a Saturday. Show as show can be, I am going to quit on Saturday. Well, take that fate from me. Coach is Sunday pay, that's nice and sweet. But my better judgment tells me be discreet. Cause I know that lions really love dog meat, so I'm gonna quit. Yes, sir. Saturday.
Door. la la. Li mi te no fun la la. Li mi te no fun. The day you quit me, baby, that's the day you done la la. That's the day you done la la. That's the day you
from Paramount 12597, released in March of 1928, Arthur Blind Blake, Milwaukee's king of ragtime guitar, with You Gonna Quit Me Blues. Before that, Viola McCoy, accompanied by Fletcher Henderson's Jazz 5, and If Your Good Man Quits You, Don't Wear No Black, written by Henderson and J. Wesley Holmes. Brunswick 2591 was recorded March 11, 1924. We started that termination set with Burt Williams and I'm Gonna Quit. Saturday. Take 2 from December 10th, 1920 was issued on Columbia A3356. I'm Gonna Quit Saturday was composed by Harry Archer with the words by P.D. Cook. I'm Glenn Robison and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. When I hear the word gondola, I, of course, think of the railroad cars used to transport heavy, unfinished commodities used in construction and manufacturing, such as sand, gravel, scrap metal, and steel, and sometimes hobos. About a quarter century ago, a gondola car carried Cajon Kev and me through the Tehachapi Loop. But that's a story for in person over a few shots of Jameson. As I mentioned earlier, another tune Mickey Guy's Rose Tree Orchestra recorded is In My Gondola, referring, of course, to the sleek and ornate boats which navigate the Grand Canal and other waterways of Venice, Italy. I don't have a copy of his recording, but I do have this one to start off a gondola segment.
Thank you.
Una Notte in Gondola, or A Night in a Gondola, from Edison Diamond Disc 51481, March 18, 1925, performed by the Three Vagrants. Not the most flattering of names. Frank Lucchese was the composer and accordionist, John Bergamasco played the harp guitar, and Angelo C. Mignella was the clarinetist. If the name Frank Lucchese sounds familiar, it's because he's the brother of Dominic Nicholas Anthony Lucchese. That's right, Nick Lucas. The Three Vagrants performed on the U.S. vaudeville circuit from 1908 to around 1928 with differing personnel and also used other names, such as the Bergamasco Trio and the Three Bohemians. The harp guitar played by Bergamasco would have been a rather unusual instrument on the vaudeville stage, and was custom-made for him by Gaetano Puntalillo. It's guitar-based with any number of additional open, unstopped strings that can be individually plucked. Bergamasco also played classical guitar, banjo, and mandolin. Before the Three Vagrants were accordionist Charles Magnanti and violinist Anthony Torre, with Gondola Veneziana, written by Magnanti, which accounts for its alternate title, Charlie Waltz. That April 28, 1927 recording was directed by Alfredo Cibelli and issued on Victor 79388. We started with Nathan Glantz and his orchestra in My Gondola, written by Bud Green and Harry Warren. The vocalist on that Broadway 78, number 1000, from around 1925, was Frank Bessinger.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s. This is Rapidly Rotating Records. Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon and available anytime on demand online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
I've always been pretty much of a morning person. We're running out of time, but let's see if we can't get at least a couple of morning songs in this final segment.
Thank you. good is, good morning. As more good is good night. At AM, we just play 'em with a lukewarm appetite. At PM, we see 'em in a very different light. What good is good morning? There's more good in good night. You always bid me good morning. I wonder who gets your good night. Day after day I keep warning that you're not treating me just right. What good is good morning? There's more good in good night. That one kiss in the moonlight, saying good night, tastes just right. There's no chance for any romance while the sun is shining bright. What good is good morning?
Being heard on the show for the first time, I think, Cliff Edwards, a.k.a. Ukulele Ike, asking what good is good morning. Henry W. Santley wrote the tune, and Sam M. Lewis and Joe Young the lyrics. That's from Perfect 11615, recorded in April of 1926. We started that morning set with the Virginians under the direction of Ross Gorman, who were having the Early in the Morning Blues on Victor 18964, from August 31st, 1923. Early in the Morning Blues was written by Ray Brown. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour with me listening to rapidly rotating records. If you had half as much fun as I did, then I had twice as much fun as you. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.